so fucking drunk.
Yo, did it work or did you press the button? I don't know about that shit.
Yeah, at this point I just pressed the button from up here.
Yo, them like, first of all, before we even get started, before I even introduce the show, I'm about to just say y'all quarantine DJs is not D Nice. Cut it out. Stop.
What?
Stop.
Is that a thing right now?
I don't know.
I think it is, because I feel like you need to do it for another podcast.
Yo, I was about to do it. All of these DJs going live with their little sets, like they in the club. I done seen some DJs getting way too into it. Like they got streamers and lights, and it's like really looks like the club.
niggas bored, yo.
Yo, one dude.
Last night, club room was mad fucking lit.
One nigga got his shit up to like. One nigga got his shit up to like.
DJ open bar.
This nigga
could
stupid.
The smoke in the vicinity.
This nigga stupid. This nigga
talk about club this, room is lit.
This one DJ, I don't even know. He was in one of those music groups that I be in, whatever. This nigga got his shit up to like 3,000 watchers, and they started cash apping this nigga. Now I'm like, okay, he could rock. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, Facebook ain't cut him off. He been live for about an hour, and now these niggas is cash apping this nigga $10-$20. They're like really into it. But the rest of y'all niggas, cut it the fuck out. I done heard some trash ass mixes. And then I was gonna do it. I did do it. I was like, I'm gonna do it for like 20 minutes. And then I started feeling it, and then Facebook blocked my video because Facebook don't like me, so. But anyway, it's your girl DJ Exclusive. That's your boy.
Tell boy.
AKA Espo, AKA Full Throttle Mulatto, AKA I won't put my phone down. That's your boy, Remy Martin.
I didn't piss today.
Sure.
You didn't? So is it Pissy Martin or Remy Martin?
No, Remy today. I don't have to piss. Surprisingly. Like, normally I'll be like, let me.
Because he got a new job, they teaching him how to not.
Yo, let's not talk about that stupid ass job that I'm quitting. Like, I already got my new job lined up, like April 20th. I'm just here for the check.
Yo, every time you be posting about that job, it sound like this call center I used to work for called Central Communications. That shit was.
Oh wow.
Yo, I used to work for this call center, Central Communications, one day. That shit was so bad, Bubba. One day on my lunch break, I called my ex-fiancé to pick me up, and I left that shit in the locker they gave me, and I just never came back.
Yo,
I punched out for break, and I just never came back to that
once
shit.
Once I get my first check, because that's just the check that I needed to pay some bills and get semi caught up in what I got going on. Alright, deuces. That next check that y'all got for me, y'all can just mail that.
And if y'all got some work, your boy Doughboy, he out here, he looking for gainful employment. He don't want to be a street nigga no more.
I ain't never been a street nigga like that. I just did what I did.
If you was on my way, I would have had you.
What? I don't believe him when he said he was never a street nigga. Never?
I mean, being in the streets is not being a street nigga.
I love using his actual quotes against what he says.
I was thinking about your boy over there,
he get a little bit of money. I see his little chain around his neck. That shit is real, too. I said, how you know it's real? I robbed a lot of niggas in my life, Mo. I know when jewelry real, Mo.
That don't mean that ain't the same thing. That don't mean being able to rob a nigga don't make you a street nigga, yo.
I mean, I can't.
Like, I think your street nigga to me is a mentality, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's the way you think, like.
I agree with that, but I also think that you gotta be a street nigga to actually be willing
to. You gotta be a nigga that's unilateral. Yeah. You gotta be a unilateral nigga. You gotta be a nigga that could bounce in and out of circles, like.
Yeah,
like, real shit, because at the end of the day, I'm not a street nigga because I could go right from my block to any building and have a conversation with anybody.
Yeah, there's a
about anything.
There's a
like,
difference between you know ghetto and hood.
So like, a street nigga only know the streets, most likely.
Most street niggas
is ignorant and only know the streets.
So you differentiate. See, me, I'm just like, yo, a nigga from the street that got that street mentality that's willing to do some street shit. And I don't have a limit to your smarts, though. There's niggas like that on Wall Street, to me.
What, street niggas?
Yeah.
It might be niggas from the street that ended up on Wall Street.
They're like, they infiltrate that shit just like the rap game, like Jimmy Hendrix.
It's nah, see, street shit is different. Like, street shit is literally coming from the streets, like
Jimmy Hendrix or Nipsey Hussle.
See, I don't know much about Jimmy Hendrix, to be honest.
What about Ghost? For Power.
Oh yeah, well, that's the type of shit that I'm talking about. Like a nigga that definitely is a certified street nigga, yeah, but the way that they choose to move.
But see, I can, you know, that used to be some kind of accolade back in the day to be considered a street nigga. You know what I'm saying? But at this, it was like for niggas to know you like to be doing shit like. But see, I've never been known for doing nothing because I only been known for knocking niggas out. I ain't never been known for robbing niggas because niggas are gonna say, "Yo, dope boy, rob me." You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, see, that part I can understand. So you feel like because you don't actually pride yourself in doing,
I don't make a spectacle out of things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I consider motherfuckers who street, they like everybody to know they street and they make the spectacle.
Well, those is clowns.
No. But those are the street niggas. Those are the niggas that get the fame in the hood. But I also everybody know they did that.
But I also believe that there...
Basically, there's a difference between hood and ghetto.
But like, I also believe that you could be a street nigga. Like, I also believe that you could be a street nigga, but you don't aspire for all the things that he's talking about. Like, you just on the low.
You just want to be in the streets.
You're just doing street shit. But you keep your mouth closed. You real quiet. You do your dinner by your lonely. Kind of like the dude we was talking about with the chocolate bags.
That's the best way to do it because at the end of the day, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It's a lot of niggas that do shit for the name and the notoriety of it. And they let shit known, let shit be known so niggas can be like, oh, he did this to so-and-so. Nah. You just to be wondering why so-and-so respect me so much. You won't know why, but you're going to see the respect. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want you to know why. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you just see that a nigga that you respect me, so you know it's something about me you need to respect. That's good enough. I don't need to know my business to know what I did.
Yeah, I definitely respect that wholeheartedly.
Real shit. Because the nigga I did it to, you chilling with him and you know what's up. He giving me dap in front of you.
Right.
You don't try to make shit.
Let's go.
Doughboy wants all my beef. This nigga Bubba wasn't outside.
Nobody rap nothing like me. Chicken man, body three. I'm pack looking like me. Stop the presses. Baby girls, drop your dresses. BK lick the shot for Big Pop in heaven. Ever since I came through, niggas got the impression.
I'm ready to pie, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop me guessing, it's hot. Flow's proven. I'm packed because my dough's moving. My whole crew up in this motherfucker. Spray corners. Standing like you got a cape on you. Fine. You been wearing a black suit a long time. I put your crew in hard bottoms. The pieces like God's got them.
Never did nothing to nobody but them boys shot them.
Grand is shining, outlandish buying. Bentley coupes, not bragging, just simply the truth. We all from the ghetto. Only difference, we go back. Back up in D&D on this primo track. Listen, I'm so gangster, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with it. Ice girl, slim baby, rock rich. I'm so good, I'm ghetto girl, fall in love with it. You know I'm proud, by the name of Jigga. I'm so gangster, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with it.
Must come down, but we ain't coming down. Give me the same old clown, giving you pound, pretending they proud. But when you leave time, you go around.
I'm on some other shit, fuck your live stream.
Something like a hater, man. Talking bad.
This shit is fire.
If I'm not gonna see you later, man.
I don't know.
Until you can cry it on if you don't like what's going on.
Going to another song.
Cause I keep a hater guilty. My cars and my money or a life, man. Both them guilty. Who's giving me an empty to fuel on full? See, I'm high when my car go cool. Obey no rules to school, you fools. Schoolboy Earl while we're young.
I love this beat.
St. Louis like Lucy Miles and Larry Hughes. And a young dude, done pay. Young dude, dude, dude. See, I don't have a fucking look on this beat. All I need you to track in the background.
Blue Tahoe, a wizard on the keyboard. Eyes look bloodshot, Lord. Never mind.
Raekwon best album if you ask me, besides Perpetrator.
Came through banging nothing but world, the crowd flex up. Much love, autograph, current and champagne glasses. Crazy asses, niggas on his neck like ski masks. Chill stuff in the axe, last through a
Bubba, were you outside?
Yes. Bump summer night, hype nigga, Iron Man, blowing the mic, you motherfucking right, live highlight, then I seen him, nigga was raw, stepped in, bitches flexing, next to him, bad Mexicans, what up, showing you love, you got a real style, where you from the Al, that's that now, love, no doubt, oh god, he had a kick about 100, some strange nigga, think he had a range, long gone, blood, pay attention, it's a cinch like Sax and Max, he did the knowledge, ran to the bar, grabbed Sax, had a whole bunch of
that, we won't stop, I told you that, we won't stop.
I was on the fucking, I remember running cross country, my nigga Showmar, shout out to Showmar, he's DJ now to this day, he was DJing when I busted my face.
Jesus, the notorious just, please us, the lyrical thesis, we just chillin', milkin', top billin', sookin', pure living. Fallible seaweeds, dog peas, palm trees, cats lay my flow, and lived out the eyebrow, the williest.
Bitches be the
silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the Philly gets. Group 112, bring a player as well, it's that's more cash than Riverdale. Inhale, make you feel just like Tony. Don't know me, but you're setting up to blow me. Yeah. Try to style, slide off with a hoe. Yeah. Yes, gotta stay Persian. Game so tight, you call a version. I think Mace shit was better.
On this verse?
Yeah.
Because Mace was that nigga.
I think Mace shit was way better, to be real with you. Mace you was can harm what you want to. Bro, you want to. Money ever flaunt you, girl. I've always want you, but nobody.
Why you can't pass for a lady to know what you want? Nobody.
That shit was hard.
So he's saying Mace first part of the thing.
Come all you want to. Money I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt you. I'ma always want you, but nobody wants you.
If I die now, my love will still haunt you.
Ace ain't the one that'll pay. Ace be the one that'll take you home. Even though I'm not the one that gave you the stone.
When the days are long, I'ma make you moan.
Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce. Bad boy, give more money than you can count.
Why buy things that you can't even pronounce?
I do it to your cat for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found. Why be around till the winner is announced? And then you go girl with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Even one of the things I was saying how y'all feel about the East Coast, West Coast beef. Even the way Puff was ad-libbing that verse was perpetuating the East Coast, West Coast beef. He talking about East Side, we the good fellas. Like trying to make it like them over there.
I hear what you're saying, but see, that's what he started calling them, the good fellas. Competition. Everything is competition, man. Like, yeah, I don't think
it's correct.
Huh?
No, I'm saying you're 100% correct.
Everything is competition. What I believe with that whole East Coast, West Coast shit is like, I think the way shit is now lets you know how stupid and redundant a lot of that shit was. But it is.
It was niggas just having pride
for no reason.
But you know what bothers me? Like, if you've been paying attention to my timeline or when I be posting, I be getting niggas in they bag when I post about Tupac. Like, when I posted that picture of him and that fucking shit, captured it, I like the way you activate your hips to put your ass out. Niggas is on there like, oh see, my God!
When I see that shit, I be like, yo, she fucking bugging. Like,
this I know when she's so fucking bullshit.
I'm like, she's so fucking disrespectful. That's why I don't even approach it. Because yeah, I know what's about to happen if I jump into that shit.
That's why I be...
I'm about to be arguing with niggas that don't know. Yo, I'm going to want to fight them at the end of this.
That's why I be seeing shit. And then I be seeing certain comments and be like, let me just scroll a little past.
I'll be on Facebook like, are y'all not entertained?
Isn't that why you're on this page for me to entertain you?
Doing some wild shit. Nah,
because I be sparking debate. I hate this shit. This is why I hate Tupac fans. I be like, yo.
This is how us hip hop heads is getting. This is how we yo. Now what was crazy? Adam, the one that he said he hate. I don't even know this nigga because this is the Rasheed Moses page. So there's, I literally go add. There's people on that page I have no idea who they are. So somebody, he got involved in one of the Tupac conversations when we was making jokes. I had posted a picture of Arlando Anderson, and if you know who Arlando Anderson, he's the one that killed Pac. So Adam, his ass gonna respond by posting Big G-Paw shot up, right? So I responded with another picture of Arlando Anderson. I'm like, he the GOAT. And so some nigga was like, yo, how you praising this nigga? You know what's crazy?
Sidebar. This is the most fucked up part about everything that you're saying. It's a nigga out there that would want to kill you for that.
For saying that Orlando Anderson the GOAT?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That's...
I know.
And think about that shit, my nigga.
And then Adam...
Like, think about that.
So Adam...
That's how redundant that shit is.
Adam is like, man, fuck Orlando Anderson and everything he stands for. And just going in on him. And then somebody's like, yo, that man's dead. You can't talk about it dead. He's like, man, fuck you. Who the fuck are you, Brian? I don't fuck with nobody that spells Brian like that. I'm like, yo, Adam's going in.
Nah, because niggas... Niggas be in their feelings for shit they shouldn't be in their feelings for.
Yo, dead ass. And you know,
like, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, Ma. I remember one time you lost me when you was defending shit Kanye was saying.
Everybody gets mad when nobody understands why I defended Kanye.
Nah, I understand you love Kanye.
No, that ain't even why I defended him.
It is, though.
No,
because if you ain't give a fuck about him,
it's not that I don't love him. I was defending Kanye because when I went through my shit with my ex-fiance and I found my spirituality and I found all of that, I was literally feeling... No, this nigga said it out of his own mouth when I went on my Love Yourself cleansing. Your mind, he was like, I was looking at your post like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, everybody had that the same way that niggas was looking at Kanye. They was looking at me like that.
I wasn't looking at you like that. I was looking... No, what, the only time I look at you sideways is when you was defending shit Kanye was saying. That was the only time I ever
looked at you sideways. I was defending Kanye because I recognized
when you was going through this shit. Remember, I was hitting you up like, yo, you straight.
No, but I'm not talking about that side of it. I'm talking about it like really, really finding Jesus on some real shit and really deciding that that's the choice.
Yo, Mo, my first bid ever doing a bid, I did 21 days in SAG. Alright? Going in. This is fresh. I just went in.
What, you hit somebody in your face?
Nah, nigga. They said I impeded order, which is right up there with starting a riot.
How? You just got there.
Was it a brawl?
Nah,
niggas left that I already found out that you was coming and said that they scared
you. Nah, what it was, it was some CO-based shit. I had got some mail, right? And to see, I got some mail, and I was reading the letter and shit, and it had some pictures of my kids and shit.
Okay.
So the CEO walking by, he was like, "Oh, that's your family." Da da da. He was like, "That's a good, good looking family." Blah blah blah. I was like, "Good luck, thanks, man." He was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I hope nobody fucking her and taking care of your kids while you in here." What? Nigga, right there, I lost it. Nigga, I started talking shit to the nigga like, yo, I'll fuck you up. Nigga, let's go in the bathroom.
And
nigga,
the sad part about it was that was like your first time, so you ain't even know that's what that nigga was trying to do.
I ain't know that. I didn't know the ramifications.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If I had knew the ramifications, I would have probably just told niggas suck my dick and kept it moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have went hard. Like,
yeah, but that's
because when I start, niggas telling me to chill and shit, and I'm like, nah, nigga, this nigga talking that crazy shit, we could bang out. Nigga was going to jail. Because you know what I'm thinking? I never been to jail before. I'm thinking prison movie. I done seen in the joint niggas challenge the CO, and them niggas go in the room and they bang out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking this is about to happen. I'm thinking, all right, I'm in the episode of Oz right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to beat this nigga ass. I'm going to challenge the nigga. He going to feel away. He going to want to go through with it. And I'm going to whoop him. And then I'm going to come back and it's going to be regular.
Yo, don't you guys love him when he say whoop him? I should just whoop him. I'm going to whoop him. Before we get into this free-for-all, I have decided what our lyrical breakdown going to be. I gotta find a lyric video because Doughboy likes to read the words. But everybody knows this song, so Doughboy don't even gotta read the words. Well, y'all know how I feel about the
Shorty going blind, looking at the watch. That was
fucking my bad. My bad. You guys know how I feel about the toxic R&B songs, right?
Why is it always going to be toxic R&B?
Because once you think about it, that's what they all are.
No.
They're all toxic.
I can give you a positive R&B song right now.
R&B ain't always toxic. What it is toxic. It's only toxic when toxic people make it.
So Ralph Tresvant was toxic?
Had to be. If it's toxic, he had to be a toxic motherfucker.
If you want to be real, if you're thinking about the time, this is when he was going solo after a New Edition kind of was like falling through. So I guess it was kind of sort of a toxic situation.
It is a toxic situation.
Yeah, Bobby Brown was fucking up
in toxic music comes from a toxic place.
And wait, time out.
Period.
They didn't even write none of this shit. So we can't even say it was him.
He didn't write it?
I don't know.
No, he didn't write it.
I don't think
that's
so,
true too. That's true too.
I know them 80s.
But
them 80s
the song you pick has to do with your mood too and how you feeling.
Not if the record label is telling you this is what you got to sing.
No, but see, I think them. Yeah,
if you saw that, if you saw
right
that,
back then, them niggas had mad control
that
over
edition
that
shit. He didn't have no control over that shit. Like that deal that they got, like that was a bullshit ass deal that he got.
All right, so then let's go with Bobby then.
Just play the fucking song.
No, let's go with Bobby. Don't be cruel. Let's see if this is toxic. But I don't think this song is toxic.
What lyrics are this?
I don't know.
It's an instrumental?
No, it's a... Yo. All 80s music start off.
Yes. You said it's an instrumental? No, nigga, you gotta wait at least 45 seconds before the
45 to 120 seconds before the song starts.
Yo, that shit was crazy. No, that was...
Oh, shit. What the fuck, bro?
There you go.
Yo,
that's how you feeling?
I told you.
There's a whole day in my life before this.
Yeah, you gotta do the right hand. You gotta do all that shit. Yo, did y'all know that fucking, what's it, Preacher and all of them kidnapped this nigga?
The only thing that matters in my life is that I'm down for you and treat you right.
So far he said the only thing that matters is that he is down for her and that he treats her right.
He's
so
selfless.
Nothing else matters. The
he's
only
selfless.
Thing that she matters is her.
He's selfless at that moment, you know what I mean?
No call to treat me cold as ice.
Oh, well, that's the follow-up. He said, because all I do is think of you, you have no reason to treat me bad.
Alright, so basically, bitch, why you act? Why you stuttering?
Yeah,
why you stuttering? And I'm not thinking right now.
I'm not even doing nothing. You know this nigga.
I'm trying to do you justice. This nigga trying to play you in shit.
Exactly.
You giving me the static? Alright.
Alright.
As long as I've been giving my love to you, you should be giving me your heart.
I said that's toxic.
See, that's toxic.
That's
as
toxic.
Fuck.
Just because I love you, don't mean that
see,
you gotta love me.
Yo, that's listen.
Yeah.
I took off my glasses and I can't even see that far. I'm gonna tell you like
the
this.
The light is on too, so.
Y'all females need to chill, man. You can't make a nigga love you, man.
Nah.
You can't make a nigga love you, man. No amount of head, no amount of pussy, no amount of gifts, no amount of nothing is going to make a nigga
and
fucking love
you,
you
can
you,
decide
bro.
To keep the baby and he still don't love you.
That, but hold on.
That's
but,
it.
I got to play sidebar.
So I'm trying to make a nigga love
totally
you.
Totally opposite of what you just said, because this is the other way around. He's trying to get her love. At this point.
Well, he kind of did just say, all the love I've been giving to you, you should be giving
all
me your
love.
See, too.
See, that's the thing, like that, hold on,
see,
before you play it. This is a real solid thing motherfuckers need to learn. Because motherfuckers that give they love with the expectation of getting it back, that's not genuine.
Real
that's
shit.
Not genuine.
Or,
if you expect something back, when it comes to
really
things like love,
yeah.
Like, that's an emotion, that's a feeling.
Yeah,
that's something that you conjure up all on your own. You know what I'm saying? Right. Nobody can make you feel that shit. That's something that you yourself make you feel based off of how somebody make you feel.
And I'm not going to love you anymore.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
less
I'm sure,
of something
I
that you say
so what I'm saying is, I hate the fact when motherfuckers act like you're supposed to love them back because they love you.
Yeah. But that's what he just said.
Exactly, that's toxic as fuck. He's saying she's supposed to love him but because of all the love he invested.
Just went against what you just said, though.
No, it's not.
That's exactly what we're saying. That's toxic. You just because you love me, it don't mean I gotta love you back.
Yeah, you. That's all I'm saying. You just keep on.
Now she acting like a fool because she don't love the nigga back.
You feel me?
And it's not cool.
So
she's also now she being
now
mean.
In denial. Yeah. Just because she don't love you.
Just because she don't love you.
My nigga, this nigga wildin'. Yo, real shit. He toxic as fuck, my nigga. That's stalker shit right there, bro.
And then he playing the guilt trip talking about because I will never be that cruel to you. No. Oh my goodness. This is the type of shit we was raised on, y'all.
Yo, this nigga on it.
Fucking sucks, bitch. I love you. You don't love me, yo, bitch.
But this nigga is like,
you won't love me one day.
Yo, he talking shit and playing victim.
Facts. And we gonna remember his next single was called My Prerogative. So what? She gotta change her attitude, but it's your prerogative and you do what you wanna do.
Yeah, this
shit
crazy.
Wow, Bobby. That's crazy.
The hypocrisy.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So if it's coming from a place where the bitch
don't be an ungrateful bitch.
Yeah,
girl.
Don't be ungrateful.
Don't be an ungrateful slut. You know what I'm saying? Play your position, you heard? For real.
Like if I'm taking you out, I'm spending this bread, you're having this life.
You have an obligation to just lick my balls at the end of the day. What are you talking about?
He bought you diamonds, even gave you pearls, and he took you for a trip all around the world, Doughboy.
He tricking. That's it.
Yo, Bobby.
I'm blowing.
Okay, so now he's pushing it. You could have the fighter. He
was setting it up to talk his shit.
Yeah. Because now it was like, okay, now I kind of hear
you. That was
you.
The segue right there. That was the segue to the bullshit.
I worked so hard for you 9 to 5.
Now he about
so
to flip
you
it.
Can
she
have
she
all the
feel
better.
But nigga, if you don't work, how you going to eat?
But he's saying that
live?
He's doing it so she can eat.
No, nigga, how you going to eat? If you not working 9 to 5, nigga, you not eating either.
But
you can't make sure that bitch eat. Before you make sure you eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean? Like,
go ahead, Bubba.
No, I was saying, but how he flipped it was like, you're getting to find the things in life. What he was doing is just trying to manipulate her. To
that's like that guilt.
Nigga, whereas she's about to buy him an Xbox at the
nigga,
end of the day.
Nigga, you not a Jedi, my nigga.
She about
you're
to
not
buy
Skywalker,
me an Xbox.
Nigga.
The Jays is about to come out, bitch. Yeah.
And you got to remember, this is before Bobby Mouth was like, eh. This is like pre-Twisted Mouth Bobby, so he could talk like this. Pre-Twisted Mouth Bobby. Sure the kind that's never said he's Yo, this nigga said, because you're the kind that is never satisfied, but I'm still doing all of this shit for you.
Now you've been downgraded to a type. You know what I'm saying?
He tried to make a hoe into a housewife.
That's all it is.
Not even a hoe, because a hoe is easily satisfied.
Not necessarily. See, everybody wants something. And if you are not fulfilling that, you are not going to be that nigga for her. It don't matter. You could have the best dick in the world. You could have the most money in the world. If you not doing something for that bitch that she want and that is conducive to her survival, I guess,
the first thing that's coming
irrelevant.
Out of her mouth is you broke
and you
ass
are irrelevant.
Nigga. You a broke ass nigga. You a bum ass nigga.
But she be a bum
and
ass nigga.
And then go
bitch.
On Facebook, this bum ass nigga, blah, 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 blah.
And she be a bum
all
ass
from nigga. All from the comfort of her mother.
That was my heart. You should be giving me your heart too. Yeah, love to heart. That's interesting.
Yeah, because now he got deeper with it. He like now you fucking with my organ for real, bitch.
Yeah, and you're being cruel.
Now it's not just the feeling. Yeah, it's my actual heart be feeling that pain.
I would never be that way. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you fucking breaking my organ right now.
This is nuts, Bobby.
It's not just an emotion no more.
This is nuts, look, Bobby.
Yeah. And it's 4 minutes of that shit.
And is this nigga wearing 2 watches on the album cover, my nigga? Is the nigga wearing a Rolly over here and another and like a Movado looking joint over here?
He wore fucking shoelace on his fucking head as a bandana.
The nigga thought 50 and Game was doing something in that video special.
Yo, that nigga Bobby's wild. I will say, moving on, and now that it's 2020 passed, after this Whitney passed away, all of those things, I can honestly say he was a loyal nigga. He would never do these things to you. A lot of the things that came out about him and Whitney, a lot of that shit basically came out that Whitney was on drugs.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they made Bobby look like he was doing all of these things he was not doing. Because he
introduced it all to her.
No.
That's what it sounded like.
That's the other way around.
All the E Hollywood specials made it like that.
Whitney introduced the shit to him.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Bobby never did no kind of drugs before he was with Whitney. Yes.
That's interesting.
And then you want to know the crazy shit.
He only smoked weed.
Yeah, like weed. But then you want to know what the crazy shit? But you know what the crazy shit is?
It's wacko tobacco.
When Bobby got kidnapped by Preacher Crew and they had him in the basement and all of that, Whitney is the one that paid that ransom for him. They say it was like 50 racks. Whitney was doing that shit and everybody knew it. And that's why when they was on that reality show, my Bobby, she was the one looking crazy.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, because she was the one off on that shit, but I ain't going to front.
Every nigga down for is a bitch.
It's always.
That's crazy.
In Whitney's defense, Bobby then started doing heroin. Whitney introduced him to cocaine.
She segued that nigga.
I mean, shit.
I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, yo, I'm gonna tell you like this, man.
And that's why his mouth twisted up. He OD'd off that shit.
It's a lot of dope niggas that was doing dope, slinging dope, that turned into dope fiends, right? That's not for no reason. Just like a lot of niggas that was doing dope, they bitch end up dope heads. You know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy, man. That's some shit right there that you don't want ever to get a hold on you, yo. I seen that shit too many times. That's one drug right there, my nigga. That's is end all be all for you, like if you get hooked on it. Like you physically need it. And that's the sad thing about it. Like it becomes your medicine, literally. Where you can't function without it. You'd be sick if you don't have it.
You know what's crazy? Me and this
alcoholics type shit too.
Me and this nigga be arguing, right? And then we both be right at the same time. That shit is so crazy. Last episode we was going back and forth about these checks. And I was saying, I ultimately do not think that we're going to get them. I want to say Tuesday, because I seen it when I was posting episodes. So I'm going to say Tuesday they came out, was like, the Democrats voted against it. We're not getting it. This man turned red. He was on his Facebook all day, like making sure y'all knew why that vote didn't pass and what was in that bill. And I was like, yo, see, this is what I was saying all episode, that they wasn't going to pass that shit. It was some bullshit. And then a couple of days later, what happens, though, boy?
Yeah, I said it wasn't going to pass, too. I knew that it was going to happen like that. Because at the end of the day, Republicans always do shit and try to look out for Republicans, right? Mm-hmm. And now what the Democrats did do was, it was some bullshit, right? But
it wasn't, though.
Listen. It's some bullshit the way the Republicans make it look. They make it look like some bullshit. And as long as they make it look like some bullshit, people will believe it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because people that stupid not doing their research, that's why I kept posting shit that was factual.
Yo, this nigga was like, y'all won't read those 247 pages and save because your fucking life.
Because they won't. Motherfuckers talk all that shit, swear they know what they talk about because they watch the fucking video on Facebook, my nigga. Like, read that shit. Read the first 4 pages. You will see from the first 4 pages of that shit that it don't benefit people.
It's not for the people.
It's not for the people. But so all they was doing was like, this is what Republicans do, right? when the Democrats trying to introduce a bill, and it's like they really need to introduce it, they know that they need the Republicans to go along with it, right? So what they do is they put incentives in it for Republicans. And if we don't get it, and if they don't get the shit that they want, they refuse to sign shit, and it's all good. And everybody act like that's okay. But when Democrats do the exact same thing, it's an issue. It's public. Everybody in an uproar about it. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like they use it to discredit Democrats when all the Democrats like doing is doing the same shit Republicans doing like enough.
The Democrats are not in it for the right reasons. That
and I'm not Democrat or Republican. I could give a fuck either way.
Independent.
You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I go based off of what motherfuckers is actually saying that they want to do.
I'll go independently.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I go off of that. You know what I'm saying?
But I've been saying from the beginning, my beef with the coronavirus is I believe what happens to us all as a people after the fact, regardless of the checks or whatever, is going to be more detrimental to us.
Because they're going to take more and more of our civil liberties away. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's a test for that shit.
Every movie you ever seen is preparation for what they plan on doing.
I heard that's called, I forgot what they call it. It's like social engineering where they put out these movies. Like, it's funny how the Chinese people had a movie called Coronavirus.
Somebody wrote
that was supposed to be about this shit. Yeah. It's like 2015.
Called Containment or some shit like that.
It's actually called Coronavirus.
What?
Yes, wow. My nigga. You could Google it on your phone right now. Look it up. It's a movie called Coronavirus. I think it came out like in 2015.
What?
It's exactly about the same exact shit.
Wow.
People die of this motherfucking virus.
Wow.
And that they say they make movies like this shit so they can put it out, right?
And then when it happens, you're not surprised.
Not only are you not surprised, but then they expecting for most people to respond the same way that the people responded in the movie. Because it's fresh on your mind. You'll be like, oh, well, in the movie, he escaped.
I know what you're saying.
Nah, there's one called Coronavirus because I've seen it.
Did you type it in?
Yeah, I typed in coronavirus movie.
I'll find it for you. But yes,
I see. Yeah, that's fucking crazy though. That's actually the title, like the title.
It's a Chinese movie.
That's wild though, and I don't understand how nobody is like. It's still motherfuckers that don't take this shit serious. I see motherfuckers outside chilling, regular, like this shit ain't real. Yeah. And people ain't actually dying. And then, you know, that shit. Yo, how about the shit with the Advil and the ibuprofen and
what
shit?
What about that?
Oh, wow. Y'all don't know about that?
Nah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I didn't hear that.
If you take people that have taken ibuprofen, Advil, and shit like that, like that type of medication, have died faster. Like, most of the people that died had that shit in their system. Meaning that shit might accelerate the process of death. You understand?
Yes.
The headache symptoms and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, you take a Advil, you take ibuprofen.
It's funny now that I'm looking it up for you. Now they're showing it in Chinese. And then when you scroll down, they're showing it saying the flu. But I swear on everything that I love, when I first started seeing things about this movie, that shit was saying coronavirus.
Mm.
But it's still the same thing with it being called the flu, because ain't that what they were saying the coronavirus was?
Yeah, they were saying it's an influenza. That's what they basically trying to say.
And this movie is like a movie that's in Chinese that's basically about somebody getting the flu.
See, this shit's too fucking crazy.
And it's the same thing that the first time I ever learned about that is when the movie Hunger Games came out. And me and my nigga was debating about whether or not, yo, could you survive if Hunger Games was really you? Like, if you was really in that shit, could you? I'm like, yo, that shit is wild. I don't even know if I could survive.
You probably couldn't, because you have to be trained for certain shit.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying?
And they're trained.
You would be able to survive up to a certain point.
And then that's when we just, like, when you start thinking about it, there's so many movies that, like, are about, like the
survival.
Purge.
About survival, yeah. and then you realize how unprepared you really are.
Not only do you realize how unprepared you really are, but it's a reason that they putting that shit out, because they trying to mentally tell you, like, okay, if Bubba's in this movie, and then this is what happens, and then Bubba lives at the end, if you do what Bubba did, then no you're gonna live. So they, so you know what I'm saying? They trying to program you into doing certain shit. So but at the end that, of the day, you still
if
fail. You,
if you're doing the shit that they did in the movie, they programming you to die
as well.
Either you're gonna die.
A lot of that shit is stunts.
Because a lot, no, because a lot of that shit, you putting yourself in positions to die, well, yeah. But you just always make it through in the movie. In real life, that's not how it goes.
Yeah, like even like, what's that movie? Right. Safe? No, not Safe Room. What's that? Escape Room or Panic Room, whatever it's called, where they go on that
Safe House. No.
What's that movie? You know what I'm talking about? Where the Escape Room? I think it's called Escape Room, where it's like when you go. I don't know these people. They like regular people. None of them big name actresses or actors to my name. But you know what an escape room is, right? It's like they put you in a room just like this, and then you got to get out with like secret codes and shit. Like there's like little hints and shit that you might find around the room, where you get a hint where you'll find the key that'll unlock the door so you can get out that room, and then you'll end up in the next room. So that's what the movie is. That movie was crazy. They had the floor falling from the bottom of these niggas. Like they walk in from one room, like you might be in my bedroom, and then you open the door, and now it's like raining and snowing, and you outside, and it's like a whole thing, and you gotta get your way out of it. And I'm like, yo,
this shit weird.
That's I believe wild. In that type of shit, though. I done seen some wild shit in movies that be having me sitting here like, yo, I believe in that shit.
I don't like none of this shit that's going on right now, though. I know that.
Don't get me started with my show, Westworld. I love that motherfucking show.
I don't watch that. You ever watch Ozark on Netflix?
I tried.
Oh, my God. That shit is so good.
Why does everybody keep on saying that?
Because
it's dope.
I don't know. Like, because it's very interesting to see how people that seem like normal people be into some wild shit.
That's the same thing that I'm like, yo, it's just a different version of Breaking Bad.
Yes or no. Because that movie, it has to be flipped. Like, regardless.
That shit's different. Like, yeah, that shit different. These niggas are on a different level than Breaking Bad.
I mean, I tried to watch Ozark. I watched the first episode. I'm like, all right, this might be something. But by the third episode, I was just like, whatever.
There's not enough happening for you. It's too slow.
Probably, and I think it builds up too slow. It's shot kind of dark looking.
Yeah,
too.
It's gonna be.
I
shot.
Like that. I think that's the area I like about it. I like because I think that brings the more real, the feeling to it, the perspective. Like,
I mean, I'm gonna try to watch it. Because
the main character, the nigga, the main character, like the shit he going through mentally. Like his whole thing is he don't want to do that shit, but he know the only way he gonna
live is if
he do that shit. Breaking Bad was different. Like he was doing that shit to try to live. It wasn't like people was threatening to take his life. That happened afterwards. That happened after he already started doing it. This nigga was doing it. And that was the whole thing.
Niggas threatening to take his life, but he had cancer though, and he was gonna die if he couldn't afford the medical treatment, which started lies.
And then it turned into niggas.
Yeah, but I'm saying, overall, there was a fear of death from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, it's still different.
Mm. I see what you're saying, Mom.
I'm gonna try to watch it again because I ain't gonna lie. Like the first episode of it, the first couple episodes, I was like, "Yo, I could fuck with this," but it was just like I was watching it. Then I found myself every time I turn it on, I'm falling asleep.
I watched like 4 or 5 episodes yesterday.
I'd just be falling asleep off that shit. That's why.
Because it's slow and it's boring, it's dragged out, but you just gotta pay attention to what's going on.
I don't know.
Because you know what that shit does for me. I ain't even gonna bullshit you, man. It make me appreciate acting. Like real actors and like, cause they really playing roles in that shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They sticking to it.
Did y'all watch the CJ Walker joint?
No,
CJ Walker.
I was actually not gonna watch that shit because every time that somebody be on Facebook gassing some shit up, I just be like, yeah, whatever.
I did watch it,
and it was actually very, very entertaining. Like, it was a lot funnier than I expected it to be. It was good. There's like, if you know who Madam C.J. Walker is, you can completely identify what's not authentic in the movie. But overall, it was actually pretty good.
But and that's kind of one of the reasons why I did want to watch it, because I know who C.J. Walker is, and because I know who is playing it. Like, I don't know her name.
I don't know her name is, but she's funny. Yeah, she's funny. I like her.
And I've seen her before, so it was like, okay, it's something that I'm going to definitely watch.
I feel like Netflix is taking advantage of the quarantine and chill. They putting out some...
good content?
Good content. There's a lot. And like, yo, Tory Lanez, he's on the gram every day bugging. Boosie's on the gram every day bugging. It's like... They're turning Instagram into TV, basically. Like, every day.
I think that.
You see that? Like, every day, Tory Lane, he's like, okay.
I ain't been seeing these niggas you speaking of, but I peep, like, everybody taking full advantage of the fact that everybody's having nothing to do right now.
And yeah. I feel like Trav is probably the one, so far out of all these live streams that I've watched, that boy Trav shit was wild when he was going in on 50. Man, Trav used to be running around with 50. He's a young nigga that used to run around with 50 back in the day when 50 first got on.
When you say Trav, I'm thinking Travis Scott.
I'm thinking Travis Scott, or I'm thinking Troy. I'm thinking Troy Ave. I don't know why.
Let me see if I can find a condensed version of his live. Y'all keep on talking. Because he went the fuck in on 50, and I believed every word out of his mouth. Because he basically was saying a whole bunch of shit about 50 that I've heard. See, all of it is like the whole lie. But yeah, he was talking about how Tony Ayo out here selling weed now. And he was talking about why 50 robbed Slow Bucks on stage at Hot 97. Like, and I've watched that 1,000 times. 50 was gangster for that. They were performing on Summer Jam. And he got the niggas in the background, beat Slow Bucks up, robbed him, take his chain right there on stage at Summer Jam. Like, and Trav basically told why he did that. Basically, 50 was jealous because Slow Bucks was supposed to be down with 50, but he was selling clothes to like Rick Ross and a bunch of other niggas in the industry that didn't like 50 and all of that shit. You know how 50 is possessive over his friends and shit. He was talking about when 50 was on steroids, but I think everybody kind of know 50 was on steroids. Well, he was talking about how he used to go to the doctor with him when he was on his steroids. He talked about how he threw Yayo in the bushes because Yayo asked him for 5 racks. And then he got mad at Yayo and he don't fuck with Yayo no more because Yayo got some bread from Floyd Mayweather. Like, yo, he was going the fuck in. He was talking about why 50 don't fuck with Banks, because basically when Banks' pops died, he was just like, nigga, you don't even know your father. Get in the studio. Like, he was like, not giving no fucks, and Banks was like sad and shit, and his pop died, and like.
That's one. I wish Banks would have like really flourished. Like, that's one of the rappers I wish that would have really flourished, because I fucked with Banks.
Mm-hmm. 50 is an example of, as long as you make good business moves, you can make horrible mistakes and it'll never matter because you're still rich. 50 best thing was he did that vitamin water deal. 50 been rich as fuck for his whole career. But in the process, if he didn't burn some bridges, man, basically 50 is the one that started the whole get equity instead of money. So when he got his vitamin water deal, he got equity and vitamin water. So when Coca-Cola came and bought the company that owned vitamin water, he got $400 million, just like that. And ever since then, he just been that nigga, just... boss, you got money.
Because he invested in everything.
But that was off one lick, though.
Yeah, but off of that one lick, he got to invest in everything.
And then after that, he kept on doing the same thing, which is taking equity instead of money. When you take equity, you're taking a stake of ownership into the business, per se, versus them giving you 20-30 off top, like, here, go run with that. No. As that stock and then that business grows, what you get from them grows.
Right.
And it's hard for a lot of niggas to do that because they broke, so they need that money up front. They can't wait for that payback on the back end. And that's what 50 be doing. He's making all that money. And then you think about it, 50 signed a lot of niggas. He signed a lot of niggas, and ain't nothing ever come from it.
Any of them.
I can't think of four.
Any of them. Any of them. Because
he was just...
And I think Olivia was the worst thing ever. Like,
I think, but honestly, I think Olivia is dope. She was so underrated.
She wasn't dope to me.
I give 50 props for trying. He tried. Like, to create what's called G-Note Records and try to create, separate them from G-Unit. Like, we don't just sign gangster rappers, we sign singers. And he tried with that, but...
Nah, she wasn't it.
Yeah, she wasn't it. It was the look.
She wasn't it, especially for what they was doing with her.
Well, not with 50, but when she tried to come back and when she did that Love & Hip Hop appearance, like, I felt
and
like...
That proved that it was Olivia, because not for nothing.
Exactly.
I don't fuck with her like that, but that song would have went whether it was her or Erica Mena on that track. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. That shit that she had on the radio December, that shit was Erica Mena shit, and it would have still been dope. Yeah, but
that shit ain't, dude, even that, she had that one track and then you never heard of her
again. And made it to the radio, my nigga.
That's nothing. That's nothing. Niggas get their shit played on Hot 93.7 and 97
It was a heavy rotation. You can't give her a couple songs. You can give her features. You could say Candy Shop.
No,
the last shit she really had was Bizzax.
Because I really know, like, not really know, but I used to really follow her, like, a little bit. Like,
so what song besides
Bizzax? She had December, she had Walk Away, and then she had Take It Off. The song Take It Off.
And I don't know. None of
Take It Off. Take It Off. Really? That shit is dope, though. That's going to be my Nothing Leak next week.
That must be one of them Rich Dollar songs that he talked about he paid for that niggas ain't never heard of.
I don't know. December, I only heard of it because it was out there like that. But I never bought into Olivia, ever.
She just don't match.
She never did it.
But she do got some joints with 50. Like, she got some joints with 50 besides Candy Shop. Oh. But Candy Shop is probably the biggest hit that you could attach to her name.
Yeah.
And Candy Shop was cheesy.
And I didn't even think about her on that song.
Because he got two versions of it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real
what's
shit.
The other version?
Without her, I think, right?
Yeah, it's one with her and one without her.
Oh, wow.
I think the album version don't
have her. Yeah, the album version does not have her, but the video has her. That was 50 trying to do his thing.
Yeah, and, that's crazy.
Could you name 5 rappers from New York without naming Jay-Z, Biggie, Nas, Pun, or DMX?
Hold on. Name the ones you can't name again.
Jay-Z, Big, Nas, Pun, or DMX.
Alright. Cameron. Chip Jones. Santana.
I had a whole different list of people.
What? Like, that's easy. Yeah, that's actually easy.
That's very easy.
Especially with that region. Alright, Most Def. Alright, Talib Kweli.
Okay.
AZ.
Okay.
Ali Vegas.
He
a rapper. Rakim. EPMD. Eric Sherman,
really
whatever.
I feel like they from Jersey.
Yeah?
I feel like it.
I don't know. Method Man. Raekwon, Ghostface.
Okay, so you naming a bunch of them, but who are your top 5?
Who my top? We already did that before.
Just, no, top 5 that you cannot name these, because those
top
others,
5 without naming them niggas?
That wasn't the question. You just said right,
I just wanted to see if you can name these from? Black Thought from Philadelphia.
Alright, so can't pick him. Mm-hmm. Alright, top 5, New York.
It's harder than you think if you're trying to name dope niggas.
All right, I'm going to name... I would go with AZ.
Okay.
Mos Def.
Brooklyn?
Big L, because you ain't named Big L.
That was on my original. He was on the original. I took him out to put DMX when he said...
So where I'm at? I'm at Mos Def. I'm at... AZ. What's his name?
Z is harder than you think. You said the same people.
What's his name?
You said AZ.
AZ, Mos Def.
Mos Def. You said Big L. That's
Big
true.
L. Styles P.
Okay, Yonkers. No. Bubba, I hope you got
Cam.
So that's 5.
All right, Cam. All right, I made 5.
It's funny how it's never a female. It's never a female.
Because I don't... I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't relate to female rap like that.
But in all due respect, most of my favorite female rappers is from Philadelphia. So, like, Bahamadia's from Philly. Queen Latifah's from Jersey. The females from New York, what? Lil' Kim, Foxy.
Never been a fan of Lil' Kim or Foxy. That's just me. I've never been a fan of either.
If I had to name five ill rappers from New York without naming those, I would probably definitely say Styles P. I would probably Quali. It's harder than I thought.
Wait on me. And I even think Prodigy.
That's one of
mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even think
New York. I'll probably definitely say Uncle Murder. I say Uncle Murder's a lot more consistent and enjoyable, as niggas give him his props for. I fuck with Uncle Murder.
Uncle Murder is...
I fuck with Uncle Murder. Uncle Murder make you want to shoot something.
Yeah. He
makes me want
to activate. Uncle Murder remind me of the nigga that don't shoot nothing, but his mans do.
Probably, but his music make me want to activate.
Because that's the shit, like, the niggas that always talk that crazy shit like that, it's they mans that do it. They just speaking on what they mans do.
And their mans get all hyped up and go shoot.
Like, they mans the ones that do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, man. Like, that's the thing I never understood about niggas. Like, don't be mad when a nigga come want to meet you with that same type of energy you giving off in that music. Because at the end of the day, you can't give off. Like, see, that's what you was talking about, how you mad, like you don't like how niggas is fake. Like that's the shit I don't like. It's like, don't be, that's the fake shit to me. Don't be mad when that message that you giving off is received the way you didn't think it was going to. You thought it was just music. It ain't just music for everybody.
Approaching you like,
but I also think that's always ignorant when you think it ain't just music. Because it's always just music. Because it's like, what? It's probably like 97% of these niggas ain't going to do none of this shit they talking about.
Well, what did Boosie say? Boosie said, man, these niggas is lying if they talk about they selling all this dope, they doing all this, man. We rappers, man. From 9 to 5, we rapping. That's how we get our money. Yo, I'm feeling so bittersweet about Boosie right now, man.
You know
after
what?
After doing all my research.
You know what it is?
But
you
I did a lot of research
that
way, about Boosie.
That gay shit got you.
No, not even the gay shit. Not
you
even
don't
that.
Think so?
No, that's not what it is.
I remember that's what got you upset.
No, what got me upset is I had posted something about Boosie, and then somebody was like, I can't believe y'all still fuck with him after he had his baby mama brother killed. And I said, what? I didn't even know about that shit. They was like, oh, that was what his case was about and all that. And he beat the case, so he come out, but he be talking about that shit. He be bragging about that shit. So then I go do my research. There's videos on YouTube where Boosie talking about he gonna punch his own daughter in the face when he see her. He gonna black her eye, telling baby mom straight up, yeah, I killed that nigga. He a fuck nigga. It's a whole bunch of shit that points to Boosie being not so cool of a nigga that I like.
You know what it is? See, this is what I happen to understand. When you don't hide who you are and you don't switch up to people that just come to know you, it seems crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm telling you, he ain't punched his daughter in the face.
He didn't
That's
say,
how we talking.
No, he didn't say that he did. He said that he was going to.
Yeah, I understand. But see, that's how certain niggas talk. Like, I done said I'm going to choke the shit out of my son, but I ain't never choked him.
And anger.
No, I'm dead serious.
And anger, I guess the only thing I can tell you to do is you gotta watch.
How many times
you got? Nah, I done seen some of the shit you probably talking about, and I kind of feel like some niggas is just who they are. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm not forgiving that shit, but at the same time, you can't blame niggas for being them.
I'm not blaming them for being who he is. I'm just saying. It's hard to laugh at the nigga now. It's hard to look at him and be like, and then enjoy the shit that he do.
But see, I don't think his intention is for niggas to laugh at him.
that I know that's what make him funny to me, because he's funny by accident.
But you gotta understand the importance of that, Mo. Like, a nigga not trying to make you laugh. You just laugh because you think it's comical. But he actually being real with you.
Right.
He being himself. You just think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? And your interpretation of what he's saying.
It's real difficult for me to subscribe and to follow.
See, I can never unsubscribe when I know a nigga being genuine.
That's what makes it difficult for me. So, because when I hear this nigga talking about murdering his own fucking kid's uncle.
What if that nigga did some fuck shit and he really was a fuck nigga? I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I had a conversation with my mother yesterday, right? We was talking about these videos, how they be showing all this crazy shit. And she was like, I don't know how anybody could watch that. I could never do nothing like that. I told her, I don't feel the same way. She was like, what, you think you could do that? I was like, yo, I kind of know I could do that shit, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not feel a way about it. Like, if you've wronged me in that way, where you anger me to that level, like, I would catch satisfaction over slicing your motherfucking neck. I would like that. Like, feeling that hot blood on my wrist, I would like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna front. Like, that shit would, it might sound crazy to people, but I could picture it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't think it would bother me. It wouldn't bother me. I don't think it would put me off, like, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all
like,
know who Young Chop is?
Some people like that. Yeah, the Chicago producer.
Y'all heard about him calling everybody soft?
Nah.
You didn't hear that shit?
Nah.
Yeah, he been wilding.
I don't know what the fuck wrong
he came
with
at
this nigga.
He came at a couple people.
But he's soft.
He be talking that shit because he from...
He protected now.
Nah, oh, hey, bro, I didn't do fuck out of here, bro. That's fucked up why you didn't get out of here, bro. Huh? No. You don't want no smoke.
Tell me, you want the smoke? Yeah, motherfuckers want chance.
All right, man, Offset needs to drop an album, a single, or something, because he's back in the headlights. Before we dive into it, earlier this month, reports surfaced claiming that Lil Baby and his crew got into an altercation with Offset, jumping in and leaving it with only his boxers on, officially leading Lil Baby to a response of, that's capo, stop spreading fake news. Anyway, Offset is back in the headlights of the media. I believe academics obtained the footage first.
What happened?
So if you've been on social media in the past 2 days or so, then I'm sure you've seen Young Chop have a 2013 Gucci Mane moment on his IG account. In the video, Young Chop talks about how scary he claims Offset is.
Tell me, you want the smoke? Yeah, my want the chance. I was finna really get on his fucking ass, boy. Yeah. Yeah. He's thinking it's a motherfucking game, like, don't you feel me?
And then he was on Live with Gilly. Gilly the Kid talking about Meek Mill's
so
scary,
what is he
French Montana
so
scary.
What is he saying? He's not saying that. I want to know what he's talking about.
He's calling everybody bitches.
Yeah, but why? Where the proof?
He claims that he's seen them be bitches.
Well, what is he saying? Like, what is he saying happened? Like, what happened that made these niggas bitches?
Well, when he was on Live with Gilly, he wasn't being specific. He just was talking shit. Let's see how much of this I'm going to listen to.
Damn, that's a hard one. A hard one. Oh,
who the scariest tough guy is?
He said, who's
the scariest tough guy?
Yeah, nigga who be betraying like he a real street nigga, but he's scary as fuck.
21 Savage. In my book. Enemy though.
So 21 Savage responded to him too.
I like Lil Baby. He be beating motherfuckers up.
Oh. Why? Because he just put hands on you. You ain't shit.
Who he put hands on? Offset? Then he ain't, Offset ain't saying that. He Big G, right?
Huh?
He ain't saying that. I'm going to air it out, though.
Why Why is he doing this?
Hey, Lil Baby, he living like that.
I don't know. Niggas probably stole the beat.
Hey, I gave him a pass. I love him.
He says the same thing about Busy with French Montana. He says it about Meek Mill.
See, well, French different. Like, you can't say that to me about French when niggas beat bodies. You know what I mean? Niggas try, in the story, wow, French got robbed, right? Niggas try to rob French, whatever, and somehow there was a struggle. The gun fell and shot the niggas that tried to rob him.
Or did French shoot the nigga?
Like, it was some shit happening. French got shot in his head before. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's when it happened.
That's the same incident.
That's the same incident. Niggas try to rob him, whatever, and somehow both them niggas
got
killed.
Damn, so shot in the head, he killed these niggas? He said...
I don't know what the facts is.
No DJ Vlad. No DJ
Vlad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you never gonna get me to talk about shit that ain't already happened and niggas don't already know what happened. Anybody know and got caught. That's the only way I'm gonna ever speak on no shit like that.
How you feel about the rapper Scarface and DJ Webstar getting the coronavirus?
I mean...
It's starting to hit you because it hit rappers. It's not hitting me because it's hitting rappers, but I'm feeling like
nobody's impervious to this shit.
It's just like every day you wake up and you're like, what? And then Scarface.
It's more and more people.
It's like Slim Thug, Scarface, DJ Webstar, and Scarface.
This is the reality, right? I don't want to say this to scare nobody, right? But the reality of this shit right now. Everybody got this shit. You know what I'm saying?
At this point.
Like, the reality of this shit is more, like, you might have that shit without even fucking knowing. Because it either fucks you up or it does nothing.
I told my homegirl, that's scary as fuck, yo. She was in and out of the hospital a lot. She had a flu she couldn't shake. I told her she had the Rona and she didn't know because they wouldn't call it the Rona. She didn't know what was wrong with her. She just kept, but it was just like a couple of months ago. She just kept on being sick and going back and forth to the hospital, and they kept on telling her.
I've been thinking about when I thought I had vertigo and shit.
What the fuck is that?
It's like when you got like imbalance out of nowhere, like you know what I'm saying?
No, it's a real thing.
Real shit.
Vertigo.
Yeah,
that's the opposite of what Michael Jackson got.
Shut up, man. That's vertigo and some shit like
that's
that.
That's what I thought it was.
Fuck out of here, man. Yo, you bugged out for that. But nah, it's like you get like dizziness and shit like that.
Why do you think you had that? Because
I was getting dizzy out of nowhere, and that shit lasted almost a month.
Yeah, your balance is off.
Like I was fucked up. Like
you think you walking straight, and you really just like walking to the side.
It wasn't like that for me. It was like my aunt had what she said. I was losing my equilibrium. Like my focus. Like I was like getting like little head rushes out of nowhere. Like where I just couldn't see and all this shit at the same time. Like it was crazy. That happened for like a month too.
Do you think we as a people give enough respect to Big Pun?
Nope. Cause I don't.
He said, "Cause I don't." You're a dick.
Like I thought he was ill and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I just think, like, you know, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. The way Puerto Rican people or Spanish people, the Spanish people, like made that nigga like God, like just turned me off to it to a certain point.
Because it was
cool when I liked it, but when you try to force me to like it, it's different. You know what I'm saying? For real.
When you try to force shit
on people, that's what makes them want to, for some reason, that deters shit.
Well, what did, but how were crazy? They forcing Pun on
the only song that I like from
Yo, listen to this shit, my nigga. Pun the best song. Rapper ever, my nigga.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican.
Why? Because he Puerto Rican?
But he was, like, the best rapper.
He was the best rapper ever? What? Huh?
I don't know about ever, but...
He might be the best Spanish...
I don't know.
Rapper.
I was about to say he's the best rapper for them. But
he might be the best Spanish rapper.
I don't know if a lot of niggas...
Latino rapper.
I mean, not Puff Pun. I don't know.
A new rapper by the name of Big Punisher recently signed to Loud Records.
Rapper Big Punisher. What we just
said. Anything Sabia says.
you in abundance.
Everything to me that you're doing. What you mean anything goes in abundance?
That's what I was saying.
I just think that lyrically, people can't really fuck with Pun. He different. Lyrically.
Okay.
I only like that.
And your mother is a bitch rap, verbal attack is actual fact, tactical tracks match perfectly with graphical stash, half of you back, the magical dap, or tragical rap that tackles your rap and shackles of that, that's the mathematical madness I'm on, the saddest, the strong, the marriage is gone, the habit is on, it's massive, it's gone as if Picasso nation, there's lots of hateful skeletons locked in the closet of Picasso, the great
one. He's like a Puerto Rican Eminem,
the
last time, not that many people can borrow a pun big ass. That's why they talk about him like that. Like, you got all these black rappers, but they're not as good as this one Puerto Rican rapper. That's how they feel.
A stripe show like regiments, military intelligence, murder game. Class, passing my reefer, MO class, operate.
And yo, my attitude is subject to change. I'm messing with
my car, pun fly. Anyone test the pun must die. Just give me one try. Now you know you done fucked up, right? Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, guy side. Get the fire side. You ain't even in my class side. I hate an actor that plays a rapper.
The reason why this shit was, I was thinking about that shit is because I was watching this interview with Funk Flex and Fat Joe. And Fat Joe was talking about how he deals with a lot because of pun. People think that he didn't take care of Pun, that he wasn't there for Pun, because every year on Pun birthday, Pun wife or his daughter or his son wants to come out and say some negative shit in regards of Fat Joe and Big Pun's legacy and all of that type of shit. And they be, and then in their defense, they say, how come Big only had two albums, but he's the god? Pun had two albums and he ain't shit. It just got me thinking, because Pun is probably one of the bar for bar, one of the best rappers.
He was one of the best lyrically.
Wow.
And he don't get that respect like that. Like when people be like bringing up the rappers, it's always Big and Pac.
Because at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna keep it official with you. Like, he was nice, but it ain't make me bop the way a Big track made me bop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all saying lyrics,
you got those when you got that, it was different.
When I got that, it was like, okay, I'm about to punch one of these Puerto Rican niggas in the face.
You ain't like that these Puerto Ricans was acting different when Pun was alive.
Niggas start acting real different.
And all the black dudes were trying to get that man perm so their hair could be curly so they could front like they was Dominican. You seen the video on YouTube with him pistol whipping his wife?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Wasn't that old, like him running down the street?
They're in his living room and he's like going ham on her, and she tells the story. There's actually videos of her telling the story that
happening.
Like she's telling the story as to why it's happening. Like somebody asked her about the video.
And what happened?
And
why
she
was
basically
pistol whipping her?
Basically, she moved the gun from where he hit it at. Like, Pun was the type of nigga that liked to have guns in his couch and all over the place. And when he went to go get this particular weapon, it was not there. So when she brings it's sad because you can show her on the video, like, bringing it to her. And then he takes it and smack her with it. It's like, I'm not laughing, but all of the stories that I've heard about Pun, like, rest in peace, Pun. I love you. I miss you. But there's a lot of shit about your legacy that I think is it tarnishes it, where people don't fuck with him. But there's nothing about Pun legacy that's not as bad as anything you might have heard about Big or Pop. For real, for real.
Okay.
But that video is, yeah, like,
listen, I mean, everybody got a path.
Like, just like, so, yo, just like we was talking about that shit about that street shit. Big wasn't no street nigga like that.
Yeah, but Fat Joe and Big Pun chased Jay-Z around a couch before.
Yeah. But think about that, right? Think about that, though. But you don't think it's Fat Joe and Pun is gangster niggas.
But you think probably the hardest niggas that you
yeah, this is my point. Joe, that's why I said that street shit is irrelevant, Mo. Now I'm saying, because the niggas that's really street don't rap. They scared to rap.
Well, Fat Joe rap.
I'm keeping it, yeah, but see, he was a promoter before, so rapping was different. He started off as a promoter, and he turned into a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but he still sold crack and all of those other things.
Yeah, but I mean, that shit don't make you street. Yeah, yo. Like
non-street niggas that sell weed.
Like, yeah, like but see, crack and weed is way
better. I mean, crack weed, whatever.
But it's the same hyperbole for the same shit. It's mad niggas that can't sell that sell crack that ain't in no hood. You know what I mean?
Right.
Most of the connects not in the hood, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Most of the connects got a good fucking job on the low and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They regular people.
They regular fucking people. They just got some shit and know some people.
Growing weed in their backyard and shit.
Or that.
Before we get out of here, is there anything that y'all want to touch on?
Not really.
Nah, just keep washing your fucking hands. And wash everything else.
Thank you for saying that, because you just reminded me. First of all, listen, if y'all motherfuckers want to be out here and be dumb and wearing gloves and, like, mask and shit, okay, let's just do this real quick. First and foremost, the mask don't work unless it's sealed.
No.
The mask gotta be sealed. And really, all the mask is really doing is stopping you from, like, touching your own fucking face. That's the first thing. But if you really want to stop the coronavirus from actually being able to enter you through, like, the air, then your mask has to be sealed.
Put on a helmet.
That's one.
Put on a helmet.
Two. Like
a motorcycle helmet and some shit.
There's no point in wearing gloves if you do not have, like, a whole box of them shits in your pocket.
Yo, I seen the wildest shit. Niggas was walking around the city in a bubble.
I saw that, too.
You seen that shit? Yeah. Like, in a literal, like, one of them bubbles.
Walking
in plastic bubble. Bubbles. He's walking like around in a bubble, yo.
That shit is fucking retarded.
I think that shit is ingenious. Hey.
It's different.
It's a way to be out. Get to where you gotta go, do shit you gotta do, without worrying about motherfuckers invading your space.
So how you breathe in the bubble? You.
Huh?
How you breathe in the bubble?
I
don't know.
He figured it out because he was walking down the fucking street of New York.
Nah, I'm sure it's some way, it's some kind of ventilation system or whatever.
Because as long as there's ventilation from the outside, then the bubbles.
I feel you.
Kind of productive, kind of revolutionary.
I don't think so. Because I still think that shit keep people about 3 feet away from you before that air hits you.
But that's the thing. It's in the air.
It's not the same thing. I'm telling you.
I mean, he's a lot safer than a lot of other people, but that ain't 100. That's like wearing a condom.
Nothing is 100 right now.
So he basically built a human condom so he can roll around in his.
Hey, yo, listen.
That's what you call it.
That nigga walking around in a bubble.
I thought it was really important. I'm like, yo, y'all look dumb in these masks. That ain't, like, I see somebody that had a scarf wrapped around their face, but the scarf had a hole in it. Then I'm like, people wearing gloves, but then they smoking weed and smoking cigarettes and opening doors and shit. But then not taking the damn gloves off. So I'm like, the fuck is you doing? Like,
especially in yesterday, I had to go to the grocery store. I only had to go grab sodas, luckily. But I'm seeing motherfuckers wrapped up with gloves and all of this shit. But y'all literally touching mad different items.
Like, and then putting it back.
Y'all look stupid.
Yo, I seen this funny ass video on Facebook. They talking about niggas been friends since kindergarten, ending their whole friendship because a nigga sneezed.
Yo, it's a lot of shit out there right now. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, but y'all niggas do need to be a little bit more conscious on that hygiene shit. Like, but some sucks. Niggas, but niggas been having bad hygiene since before.
I know, and I was getting ready to say it sucks that the coronavirus gotta like teach people to fucking clean up. Like,
not that the even coronavirus exposes people.
Yo, niggas don't wash their ass, bro.
Exposes people for how?
Nasty.
Like how you are. Panic and how you change your routine just shows you wasn't about that shit to begin with.
And yo, shout out to all the animals that's getting coronavirus too. People not talking about the animals like that, but I done seen like three or four articles with a dog, like dogs. I seen about two cats that died of it.
Better keep Rover away from me.
But yeah, you know what the crazy thing about it is? But you know what the wild shit is? Every case that I read about the animals with it, the owner of the animal gave it to the animal. Which is the wild shit. The animal just living their life and you giving them the Rona. I feel bad for those people. Man, I really do.
You know what's crazy? It might sound wild. I don't feel bad. I feel glad that none of mine's got it. And I just keep praying that none of mine get it.
I really do feel bad. Yeah,
exactly. As long as you stay away from me, like...
I could empathize all day, but, like, I'm just glad. Like, I'm more glad than I'm sad.
Did y'all hear the bad news?
What?
That Trump is going to decide tonight or tomorrow morning whether or not he's going to shut us down, too.
Yeah, I know.
And it's all because New York is a hot spot and New York won't stay in the house.
I thought they just changed that, though.
They might do it to tri-state.
Nah, what they're trying to do is, yeah, Jersey, the whole tri-state area. So basically,
I thought last night they said that he lifted it, like where it's not gonna happen.
I don't know. You never know with this dude, man. He definitely
said some parts of Connecticut. New York, and New Jersey.
I heard that, and then after that, I heard it was like, oh, no.
I think it's going to be Stanford. It's not.
I think it's going to be from Bridgeport towards New York.
That's going to be New Haven, Stanford, Bridgeport.
Because we don't have as many cases as the other cities.
Nah, but it's still going to be Bridgeport because Bridgeport is honestly one of the most historic cities in Connecticut.
And Gannam
is a big deal because I don't care what nobody say. Gannam is loopy with the mafioso. It's definitely going to be Bridgeport.
You know, Bridgeport, Stanford, Greenwich, Danbury, New Canaan,
they want everybody to get the coronavirus in Waterbury. The fucking that piece of shit ass place. They just like to give everybody the coronavirus. Yeah, Waterbury is one of those places.
Waterbury you don't like?
And this is wild because I ain't been to Waterbury in like 10 years. But when I used to manage the Radio Shack in Meriden, I needed to go to Waterbury to get a phone because we ain't have it. So when we get there, my nigga, I feel like I seen a tumbleweed. It was so destitute. All of the other storefronts, they had the glass was all boarded up. It was empty as shit. I'm like, yo, Waterbury just one of those places you feel bad for the people that live here. Like,
yeah, Waterbury make you realize, like, yo, it's really not that bad other places.
Yeah, shit, word. Man. I got roaches. It's all good. I could be at Waterbury.
No, I look at Waterbury like dirt. Like, I'm not gonna hold you.
There are places in Hartford,
and I've been in Hartford all my fucking life.
Man, Hartford, the only place I ever seen a three-legged dog before, nigga.
No, shit. I've seen that a few different places.
When you see a three-legged dog, you in the hood, nigga. When you on Martin Luther Boulevard,
I be feeling bad for them motherfuckers. Like, damn, you can't even run, my nigga.
They learn how to.
I feel bad. That's the way I feel bad for an animal, right? Like, the shit that makes you an animal, you're not an animal no more. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that shit no more, Baba.
They got that leg bullshit going.
Yo, I seen a video yesterday on Facebook. This fucking lady adopted these dogs that had these fucking shakes. Like, they just trembled. They just always did this. Like, they just shook all the time.
You know what's crazy? I seen a video where this pic,
like killed his lady dog, almost killed his lady dog, and everybody hit in the pit. And I'm just
thinking, I seen that shit too. And they was sitting here
like, yo, that shit crazy. Like, yo, real shit. That dog started with that pit. I guarantee you. Cause I watched that shit. Like a lot of videos, you'll never see that shit from the beginning. Like,
but the little dogs be talking mad shit from the beginning.
Yeah, they be wilding. Like, they be coming up to the gate, barking and shit, starting shit.
As soon as you jump at them, they start running.
My dog,
yo, if your dog come to my gate and start riffing with my dog, and my dog get loose and pop on your dog, there's no reason you should be mad at me.
You can't be mad at me for
your dog started it. What dog barked first, nigga?
What is your nothing motivation, though, boy?
Value what you have, don't take life for granted. It's a cold world, don't wait time to vanish. Fake love ain't love, and fake love tastes love.
Stay in your lane,
get ran the fuck over.
Do you have anything to say while you're announcing your?
It's that shit. That's it.
And what's it called?
Orange Juice Jones walking in the rain. No, the rain, I guess.
Listen, Doughboy's older than me. He's older than me. I saw you walking in the rain. I knew the clap. Hands and I never be the same. You was outside for this bubble, really? So soon turning, the love will sleep this night. The rain crashes against the window pane. Jumped into my car, didn't drive too far. This nigga look like a drug dealer.
French Montana. Just because you have authority does not mean you are under authority.
Just because you have authority doesn't mean that you are
above authority.
Under authority of the higher God. I mean, higher God is your because you're above.
Coke Boys 3? This is the old girl. drugs on the cover.
I couldn't give up, I was lying, beauty. Had a feeling she was lying to me. I haven't seen a man close to her. I'm not giving up, I can't. She gon' give it up, I can't.
That's when it was uploaded, it's probably older than that.
I'm not giving up, even though she said she don't wanna wind up. The man too close by. She don't wanna wind up. The man too close. She don't wanna wind up.
Last Cook Boys I fucked
with
was Cook Boys
5.
This the kind of shit I be into. Pulled up in the go, go. She pulled up in the bit. Know that car low, low. Money 8-10-10. Drinking all day. Then she gone both ways. Took her to the crib. Then she gone crazy. Shorty turns out. Told her turn in. House on the water. Now we going in. Going in.
She don't wanna wind up.
Well, my nothing motivation is I'm tired of this shit. Like, dead ass. My nothing motivation is I'm tired of this shit, and it's okay. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers that's listening to this that's honestly, legitimately tired of this shit as well. But the thing about it is motherfuckers act like there's, like, some kind of rule that says that we gotta always be okay or something. Like, we can't be mad, that we can't be experiencing other shit.
Amen.
And that's not true. I could be mad if I want to. So right now I'm feeling like I'm tired of this shit. My nothing leak is Faith Evans and A Tribe Called Quest, Stressed Out, because that's how I'm feeling.
I really know how it feels to be stressed out, stressed out. When you're face to face with your
Consequence punch Joe Button in the face.
Yo, I don't know why. You took a shit. He got the truth to the phone. I'm like, smoking shit.
It was some fucking shit, but he caught him. He caught him.
He definitely did. I like how Joe responded. It was like, oh, okay, that's what it is. Okay, let's go.
But Tahiri was about to fuck Consequence.
Yeah. Tahiri's hot. Nigga, like, bah! She was right in front of
nigga. Yo. I don't know. We're about to get up out of here. I'm having Cornish hens, yellow rice, asparagus, tomatoes, and whatever else is for dinner. What y'all having for dinner?
My mother and my aunt, they both sharing duties. But we having pepper steak, shrimp, potato salad.
I love potato salad.
I don't know what
they make it good.
My mother, yes.
He said my mother. You know what's funny?
Like,
niggas, I'm not saying that. Don't take it personal, because I never had your mom cooking before, so I don't know. But niggas be like, yo, my mama shit good. Like, for example, Martin Lawrence's mama biscuits, but them shit be hard as fuck.
Yeah, no. No, my mother is, like, out of the family, like, my mother is the cook. Like, she makes the mac and cheese.
Your mom's ziti. Oh, yeah. Like, it's your mom's Italian. Why you ain't bringing no, manicot, no fucking, what's them shits? Cannoli, nigga.
My mother, not that kind of Italian, yo.
She like Lindsay? Well, not because Lindsay could cook.
Cool. Shout out to my old co-worker. She was like a
child. Yeah, Jamaican side. What up with the jerk chicken? What up? Nigga. He got all of the good root and all the good food running through him, and he ain't bringing no kind of beef patties. Yo, I seen this fucking video. I'm going to
cook one day for y'all.
Yeah, I want some. Y'all seen that freaking video of niggas eating the beef patty and all the shit was on the floor?
All the what?
No, like he was talking about when I get a beef patty from Golden Crust, and every time he take a bite, like all of the fucking crust fall on the floor. That shit was funny.
Yeah, because I'm sure it'd be old.
That's why? Because when
shit's crispy like that and they crunchy and they falling apart. And you can't really enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's because them shits is old.
I like Chef Ramsay, so I be watching like a lot of mukbangs. I watch a lot of things about how to cook. And one of these videos I was watching, they was in Jamaica and they was making like traditional beef patty, and they was like, that's how you know it's good, when it's flaky. Now what you're saying, that crunchy shit, either overcooked or old.
Yeah.
Most likely old. The only place niggas ain't throwing them patties away. They just putting them back out there tomorrow.
The only place I'm going in Hartford to get my beef patty, and I gotta get the cocoa bread. You can't forget the cocoa bread.
I hate cocoa bread with my beef patty. What?
So the flaky shit you talking about is like when it's more like pastry.
Yeah.
Like the flakiness of a pastry. You know what I'm saying? That's when it's fresh. Like, that's most likely what you're going to get when it's that homemade shit.
But yeah. When
it's out the freezer and that shit... You know that shit. Don't get flaky like that.
You like putting your beef patty in the middle of cocoa bread?
Huh? It depends.
I think the cocoa bread is too much. Like, the cocoa bread be too thick. Like, and
how I usually do it is...
So you could gut out the cocoa bread, though.
See, that's what I do.
That's usually what I'll do. Like, where I'll eat, like, a piece of the beef patty, and then I'll follow it up with, like, a
piece of... It's like you're chasing it with cocoa bread. Basically. But my Jamaican niggas... Exactly. My Jamaican niggas, they get the fucking... Some of them, they get two beef patties. They get the cocoa bread. They put it in the middle with the piece of cheese in the middle of the two beef patties, and then a piece of cheese on top.
Bun and cheese is good too, and I do not eat.
You like ackee and sawfish? I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. That's your fault.
Well, I don't eat seafood, so no.
Because it's bacala. I don't like bacala. We out.
We used to say bacalaito. That's what we call bacala.
Alicia love that fucking shit. Like every weekend, Alicia's eating fucking